This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Fort Collins City Council voted to not increase their minimum wage this week and has postponed further discussion of a wage increase for 6 months. Mayor Pro Tem Emily Francis hopes to connect more with workers and businesses who would be impacted.
The business community is more aware of what's happening, and I think it'd be good for the city to concentrate more on those low-income residents who would fall under this minimum wage and the benefit to them.
Fort Collins had proposed a minimum wage of $18 to $19 an hour. Beginning in 2024, Colorado's current minimum wage is at $12.56 an hour. A public health department in southwest Colorado will dissolve at the end of next year. County commissioners in La Plata and Archuleta counties voted this week to break up the San Juan Basin Public Health District. Area officials tell the Durango Herald that the two counties ran into philosophical differences during the pandemic. They say separating will allow health experts to better serve residents. Estimates show it could cost the counties hundreds of thousands of dollars to create new departments. The first American moon mission in 50 years launched Wednesday. Artemis Mission Control Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson thanked the crew after the launch for their resilience during months of delays.
You know, I said at the pre-test briefing, the harder the climb, the better the view.
The $4 billion unmanned rocket is the start of a series that NASA hopes will put astronauts on the moon by 2025. Each mission will include a version of the Orion crew capsule, which was designed and built here in Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC. Snow is gathering quickly around the Front Range. As much as 4 to 6 inches is possible around Fort Collins, Boulder, and Denver by tomorrow morning. The high today in Denver is 25 degrees.